Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Friday edition, hoping to start your weekend off on a strong note. I am Clay Travis. This is the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. You may have heard yesterday, Buck was struggling with it. He has no voice today, so I am here solo. He may sound a little bit like Joe Biden, Buck, yesterday did. Darth Biden came out and spoke to everyone. He's got a cold. The economy has more than a cold. It still can't recover. Jobs numbers miss by a monstrous margin. Expectations among economists were for 573,000 new jobs to have been created in the past month. Instead, we ended up with 210,000 new jobs. The anemic recovery of Joe Biden continues. Nearly 4 million people who were working before COVID have still not returned to the job market. And really, while Biden is trying to take credit for the declining unemployment rate, what we have created is two different economies. Red state America, which is thriving, I'm going to give you the data on that in short order, and blue state America, which continues to flail. It is not getting people back to work because of the failed economic policies of the Democratic Party. The numbers are stark. I will share them with you shortly. But first, let's hear from President Darth Biden. You can hear it in his voice. He is sick, and he's trying to defend the fact that America's back to work, as he says. Here's cut one, Joe Biden just a little bit ago, trying to defend the incredibly anemic job numbers.
This year, we can reflect on an extraordinary bit of progress. Our economy is markedly stronger than it was a year ago. And today, the incredible news that our unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%. At this point in the year, we're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever. Simply put, America's back to work. And our jobs recovery is going very strong.
All right. This is obviously a lot of flim flam and fluff from Joe Biden, because the reason why people are going back to work is because we had an artificial unemployment rate in the first place. We told them you cannot work, and we forced people to go home with the worst decision, I believe, in modern American policy. Maybe ever, certainly in my life, but at least since Vietnam, when we shut down schools, when we made so many of the moms that are out there listening to us right now and dads responsible for kids who couldn't go to school because they should have all been in school. We should have never really shut down schools in retrospect, but if we had, we should have only shut them down for about 2 weeks. All of this is readily apparent to anybody who looks at the data. And the data is also clear on the difference between red state America and blue state America when it tends to come to people going back to work. But you heard how bad Darth Biden sounded there. He was asked about whether or not he was sick, and this is what he said. We can play cut two.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see the COVID test. I have it checking for all the strains. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold, who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing him anyway, but it's just a cold.
I don't know where he'd been kissing. Like Biden finally decided he didn't want to answer that question. But larger context, Biden has got a cold. He blames it on his 1.5-year-old grandson. All right, so that is why he sounds so bad. What is going on, though, in terms of these economic numbers? Reading from the Wall Street Journal, they have a great editorial today, America's Two-Track Jobs Recovery, where they talk about the difference, and we've discussed this quite a bit on the show, and I know many of you feel it, that essentially what's happened with COVID is red state America has gotten redder and blue state America has gotten bluer. And that means that all of the people out there that are curled up in the fetal position, terrified to leave their apartments, double and triple masking, afraid that they will not be able to protect themselves from COVID. The Democrats played up on all those fears, all those neuroses, all those totally anxiety-ridden people across the country who don't know how to understand and rationalize basic risk. And they did that because they needed to drag Joe Biden across the finish line. Remember, Joe Biden said that he was going to cure the country, basically, of COVID, that he was going to end COVID. Now more people have died under Joe Biden's administration in 2021 than died under Donald Trump's administration in 2020. That's significant because, of course, Joe Biden said any president who's responsible for 200,000 deaths shouldn't be president anymore. Well, now Joe Biden, by his own logic, is responsible for over 300,000 deaths. But these numbers are stark. 9 states have unemployment rates above 6% right now. It just told you that the number has dropped to 4.2% nationwide. California has a 7.3% unemployment rate. That is tied for the highest in the nation with Nevada. 7.3%. New Jersey, 7%. New York, 6.9%. New Mexico, 6.5%. Connecticut, 6.4%. Hawaii, 6.3%. And Michigan, 6.1%. And also Alaska, 6.1%. Do you know what all 9 of those states have in common? Almost 8 of the 9. They all have Republican governors. 8 of the 9. 8 of the 9 states that have the highest rate of unemployment in the country have Republican governors. They have not allowed their people to go back to work. Alaska is the only state there that has a Republican governor and also has a high rate of unemployment. The others all have Democratic governors. Okay? Now, think about the opposite. There are states right now that have some of the lowest unemployment rates on record since 1976. West Virginia, 4.3%. Georgia, 3.1%. Oklahoma, 2.7%. Utah, 2.2%. Nebraska, 1.9% unemployment rate. A lot of other states: Alabama, 3.1%. Montana, 3.1%. Indiana, 3.3%. Almost all of those states are Republican states with Republican governors that voted for Donald Trump in 2020. Why is all of this wildly significant? Because Joe Biden is taking credit for an economic recovery that is actually being stifled by his own policies. The states that are recovering and getting back to normal are the red states. The states that are drags on our national economy are blue states. One of my big theses for a while has been the impact that COVID is going to create. And some people are even convinced and take it to the next step and say, hey, this is why one day we might end up with another civil war. I don't believe in that. But what's happening is the state policies are being driven by COVID. And I see it in my own home state of Tennessee, which is basically a wide open free state, like Florida, Texas, Georgia, all the red states, especially in the South. People are flooding into the state from California, from New York, from Illinois, the Chicago area in particular. And they're not flooding into the state and bringing their politics with them. They're flooding into the state because of the politics that already exist here. The economic policies, the school policies that are being put in place in the red states are bringing massive amounts of talent into red states. And combine that with the number of people out there who can now work remotely, the housing market is so white hot, people are cashing out of their homes on the East and the West Coast, and they're moving to places like Texas, Tennessee, Florida, and more. And by the way, Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, not to give a sales pitch, but we also don't have state income taxes in those states. Elon Musk just relocated Tesla down to Texas. Think about what 16% for state and local income tax means for somebody who's fairly wealthy in California in terms of relocating to a state like Texas, Tennessee, or Florida where there is no state income tax. Same thing happening in New York. Look at how many of these big hedge fund guys who suddenly have realized we have all the tech that we need. All I have to do is make sure I have a good functional internet and I can run my private equity fund, my hedge fund from Florida just as easily as I could from New York or Connecticut or New Jersey. In fact, that's why the new mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has said one of the first things he's going to do is fly down to Florida and try to persuade all the 100 millionaires and billionaires who were rolling out of the state of New York in favor of Florida to come back. And guess what I think he's going to find out? They ain't coming back. They like the weather in Florida. They like the fact that they pay a lot less tax. They like the fact that their governor isn't insane. They like the fact that their kids can go to school and not wear masks. I don't believe we're headed towards a civil war. I think that's hyperbole. But I do believe we are headed towards a major national resorting where red becomes redder and blue becomes bluer. And guess what? I'm awfully happy to be in a red state right now. I would have been pulling my hair out as a parent if my kids were still having to wear masks to go to school. I would have been pulling my hair out last year if my kids weren't enrolled in school and weren't going in person. I would have moved out of California or New York or Illinois or any of these other mindless, insane COVID lockdown states. And I believe that's what's going on, and that's why we have right now, as the Wall Street Journal said in its lead editorial today, a two-track jobs recovery. Every single time the unemployment numbers are coming out, it becomes more and more readily apparent, clear to everyone, Joe Biden and blue state economic policies are failing, and everybody in the red states knows it, and that domination is going to continue to grow. We got a loaded show for you. As I mentioned, if you're just tuning in, Buck Sexton out sick. He, like Joe Biden, has got a major cold. Unlike Joe Biden, he can't even talk. He will be back Monday, fresh and ready to roll. So will I. But we're going to have a great Friday show in the meantime. We got Monica Crowley at 1 Eastern to talk about the latest economic numbers. At 2, we are scheduled to be joined by Republican Senate candidate from Georgia, Herschel Walker, wants to call into the show, introduce himself to you guys. Big race coming up next year between he and the Reverend Raphael Warnock that could determine control of the Senate. Lots of different stories to get into. I want to talk about a big statement by Joe Manchin in this next segment, rejecting the idea of private vaccine mandates for business and why it's so significant going forward. And we're going to talk about Stephen Colbert deciding to weigh in on abortion. Remember when comedians were actually funny? You ever remember tuning in back in the day for David Letterman, Johnny Carson, to break down the latest on abortion cases as part of their opening monologue? It's crazy what's happened there. We got a transgender swimmer in the Ivy League that is dominating. Alec Baldwin made a full-on weird, strange defense that said he had no responsibility whatsoever. All of that headed your direction. I am Clay Travis. Appreciate all the support that you guys are showing for the show. And I wanted to tell you right now, do something smart and cut the monthly cost of your cell phone bill right now with Pure Talk Cellular. You can get the exact same 5G nationwide service as one of the big carriers, but for far less money. How much less money every month? How about $50 or $60 a month? We're hearing couples saving even $95 a month, families saving more than $800 a year. It's time for you to switch from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to Pure Talk. I'm a customer. My son is in the eighth grade. Before he went off to school this morning, I handed him his phone. I said, hey, make sure you text your mom when you're done with practice at the end of the day so she knows what time to come pick you up. It's wildly, I'm sure, important for you if you got kids. Try to keep up track with them as they get close to those teenage years. But you also don't want to give them a phone that costs a great deal of money. Well, right now you can have the same offer that we signed up for. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Plus, it's almost the holiday season. Maybe you're a teenager. Maybe you're buying one for yourself. You want to get a new phone. They've got iPhone 12s for just $479. Great value out there. How do you sign up? Right now, get your cell phones in your hand. Dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Plus, you can save on a new phone as well. That's #250. Join the thousands of people who have already signed up as well. Say Pure Talk. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Half their brains tied behind their back, just to make it fair. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, rolling through the Friday edition of the program. Breaking news for you, by the way, from Pontiac, Michigan. The parents of the school shooter in Oakland County at that Oxford school have all been charged. Both of them have been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. That is being announced as we speak right now. The kid used his father's pistol, and so I am presuming that that is where that charge is coming from, but that is just coming down. I wanted to give you an update on that as we speak. Also, this is significant, and I'm not hearing it talked about very much at all, and I may have to build on this a bit going into the next segment here, but we all know that Joe Biden's vaccine mandates have been taking a beating in all of our court system on a variety of different levels. And that's because, as I've said, and this is me putting my lawyer hat on for a little bit here, he's tried to argue that he has the authority to implement this vaccine mandate under OSHA regulations. And that is a wildly expansive reading of OSHA, which is a regulatory body and isn't actually given, by and large, the kind of expansive scope and authority that Joe Biden is trying to claim for it. Well, what I said is, and I think this is a good argument, if there were really a great demand for a federal vaccine mandate, one way to demonstrate more legitimacy would be if there was a vote in Congress and the House and the Senate agreed with Joe Biden and said, you know what, we need a federal vaccine mandate. But they haven't done that. In fact, based on what happened late last night, the majority in the Senate, remember, which is evenly divided 50-50, would now oppose Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate. I haven't hardly seen anybody talking about this, but Joe Manchin late last night put out a statement, West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and he said, I will not vote to shut down the government for political reasons. But let me be clear. This is a direct statement from Joe Manchin about Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. Joe Manchin says, I do not support any government vaccine mandate on private businesses. That's why I have co-sponsored and will strongly support a bill to overturn the federal government vaccine mandate for private businesses. I have long said we should incentivize, not penalize, private employers whose responsibility is to protect their employees from COVID-19. He says he's been vaccinated. He encourages people to do so, but he does not believe that the federal government should be enforcing this private vaccine mandate. I'm going to build on this a bit more because a lot of you are asking the question, what should I do associated with my job if they make a demand that I get the vaccine? I will tell you my legal advice based on everything that's happening when we come back. In the meantime, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is making the holidays brighter for our nation's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. For many of these families, the holidays are a tough reminder of the sacrifice their hero made for us. The foundation's giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve during its season of hope. With each mortgage-free home, foundation's delivering on its promise to do good and never forget. For some of these families, they have the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home they picked with their loved one, the home where they made precious holiday memories. For other families, it's a new home. They're creating memories they'll cherish forever. All of this is possible because of your generosity. You've given over $5 million to Tunnel to Towers, and if you haven't already signed up, you can donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Sign up today.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Friday edition of the program. So went to break there. I told you that I was going to return and discuss the federal vaccine mandate that appears to be blowing up in Joe Biden's face as the courts are striking it down, and Joe Manchin, a member of his own party, West Virginia Democratic Senator, came out against it. Significant because it means the majority of the United States Senate is now opposed to federal vaccine mandates, which makes it even more difficult for Joe Biden to try to argue that he has the authority under OSHA to force through this federal vaccine mandate. That doesn't mean, however, that the arguments in favor of it have ceased. In fact, they are, of course, being doubled down on by Little Red Lying Hood herself, Jen Psaki. If you listen to Cut 8 here, she tries to argue that everybody out there who is making an argument against the vaccine mandate is just lost their mind. Here is her argument.
We have seen, and it is proven, it's not an opinion, it's not sort of political even, that mandates work.
Yeah.
How is that going to go? How's it going to happen? Are we going to see mandates, or are Republicans going to continue to fight this?
I bet they continue to fight it. No question about it. I mean, we saw a group of Republicans just tried to shut the government down because they don't think people should have to get vaccinated or get tested. I mean, that's bananas and crazy. What we're working to try to do right now is implement these mandates, which are vaccinate or test, either option, very reasonable for businesses around the country. And businesses, about 60% of businesses are already doing this.
Okay, so this is significant because I know a lot of you out there are being forced or feeling forced to get a vaccine. So that is the argument that Jen Psaki and crew, that was on Morning Joe, I believe, making the argument that it's bananas and crazy not to have a vaccine mandate. Well, Senator Mike Lee fired back and said basically that he doesn't understand how anyone could use government force to tell someone they needed to cooperate when it came to vaccine mandates.
I think it's difficult to understand why anyone would want to use the overpowering force of the federal government to tell someone that if they don't cooperate with the ordained presidential medical orthodoxy, they will be fired. This isn't going away. It's going to come back up again. It'll come back up in any future Voterama. It's going to come back again every time we get the opportunity.
So here's the argument that I would lay out. If your job is arguing that you have to get the vaccine because of the Biden administration mandate, and remember, Joe Biden tried to argue that if you are employed by a business that has over 100 employees, then you are obligated to follow this OSHA regulation and to comply with the vaccine mandate by a set date. I believe it was January 4th. The courts have struck down that mandate. So what I want all of you out there listening to know and have the ammunition for is you should be able to respond to your employer if they are still enforcing this mandate and arguing, again, this is key, if they're arguing the reason why you have to do it is because of Joe Biden's regulation, you should have the ammunition to respond to your employer and say, federal courts have actually struck down that mandate. It is not in effect right now. So you don't have the ability to defer to Joe Biden and argue, hey, you have to get a vaccine right now under Joe Biden's order because that order has been found to be unconstitutional. And I think there are a lot of you out there who have not been informed by your employer that may well have sent out an email, may well have had a big public meeting when Joe Biden issued this mandate. They bet they haven't updated you and said, oh, by the way, the courts have struck down and said this is unconstitutional. I want you to be able to know that right now that mandate is not in effect. Now, if you're a federal employee, that's a little bit different of a standard because Joe Biden has more control over that. But Joe Manchin and the majority of the United States Senate now have actually repudiated the Biden administration. The Fifth Circuit has struck it down. It is not in effect for private businesses, to my knowledge, anywhere in the country right now. And I think this is wildly important for everyone out there listening right now who is at work. You have some ammunition in your favor to be able to say, no, I am not going to get this vaccine because the courts have struck down that mandate and the United States Senate, the majority of them, have now said they do not believe Joe Biden has the authority to do this either. Now, I'm not saying if your employer is trying to make an argument for another reason, right? There are all different sorts of things that employers can try to do, but many of them try to avoid having their own policy on COVID vaccine and use this Biden administration OSHA policy as the reason that they were going to try to make this a reality. So I just want everybody to be aware of this, because most people in the media haven't done a very good job covering this, and they certainly haven't talked about it. And I thought it's wildly significant last night that Joe Manchin put out that statement to make it clear that there is no legislative authority whatsoever to supplement Joe Biden's attempted, I believe, unconstitutional COVID vaccine mandate. Now, I want to reiterate again, too, and Buck and I always say this, and by the way, Buck is out sick. He doesn't have COVID, but he's out sick with a cold. He can barely talk, so I'm in solo today. That I'm not anti everybody getting the vaccine. I believe that if you are over 65 years old, you should get the COVID vaccine, and you should also get the booster. I told my own parents to do that as my advice. Obviously, I don't tell my parents to do anything. They make their own choices. They raised me. They can make their own choices about their health. But I told them, hey, if I were you, this is what I do. They did. Buck had the same conversation with his parents. But if you're listening to me right now and you're 35 years old and you're healthy, you may have already had COVID like I did, and your employer is trying to tell you that you have to get the COVID vaccine to keep your job because of Joe Biden's mandate. No, there is no legal authority for that mandate right now. And I think a lot of employers haven't even realized it, because they wanted to use the Biden vaccine mandate as justification. And I haven't seen a lot of media coverage of it. It's not going to surprise you that CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post and New York Times aren't spending a lot of time saying, hey, employees out there, this is a big deal. You need to be aware of what actually is going on and what your legal rights are. And I hope the millions of you out there who will hear this discussion will at least be better informed than you otherwise would based on what is going on right now. I want you to make sure that all of you are aware of the constitutional rights you have, and also will stand up for your freedoms despite the fears of others. As I keep saying, and I think it's significant, your fears don't cancel out our constitutional freedoms. The Constitution matters more in times of peril, more in times of danger, more in times of fear than it does in times of peace. And I am hopeful that many of our judges will finally stand up to this unconstitutional overreach that we are seeing from the Biden administration as it pertains to COVID vaccine mandates. In the meantime, I got a funny clip for you when we come back. A lot of people make a lot of money these days in sports. Brian Kelly left Notre Dame to go to LSU. In the process of that evidently two-hour plane flight from South Bend to Baton Rouge, he has developed one of the worst Southern accents of all time. Never had a Southern accent before, born in the Northeast. He addressed LSU fans last night in the Pantheon, up there with Con Air and Nicolas Cage, up there with Kevin Spacey and House of Cards. If you are a Southerner, this is going to be one of the greatest fake Southern accents you have ever heard in your life. Give you a little bit of a laugh as we head into the second hour of the program. And in the meantime, Mike Lindell, he's the inventor of MyPillow. His team fit us for our own pillows and introduced us to their ever-growing list of incredible products. We love these pillows and all of the MyPillow products all throughout my house. In fact, my wife got a bunch of my slippers for her running buddies. All of them. She wears these slippers all over the house. She was like, all my girlfriends that I run with are going to love these shoes too. There's amazing products everywhere. But right now, all over the MyPillow website, we've got an incredible offer for you. You can get a standard MyPillow for $19.98. Originally, it was $69.98. That's a $50 savings with the promo code Clay and Buck. And Mike is also extending his money-back guarantee until March 1st of next year. That means you have a long time to find out whether these pillows are right for you, and trust me, they will be. How do you get signed up and save a bundle? Right now, you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, enter the promo code Clay and Buck, or you can call 800-792-3269 for these great radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com. Use the code Clay and Buck. Get hooked up today with fabulous products at MyPillow.
The views expressed on this program make more sense than anything anybody else happens to be saying.
Passing the torch of wisdom, even to this very day. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck Sexton is out. I live down in Nashville, born and raised in the South, happy to be here. Going down to Atlanta as soon as I finish the show today for what should be an epic SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama. In fact, we're going to do a live pregame broadcast for those of you who may be going into Atlanta or live in the area at Stats Sports Bar from 1 to 3 Eastern tomorrow. So you're welcome to swing by and watch that before the game starts. Get a beer, hang out, celebrate. I feel like I know Southern accents pretty well. When I was in college, my roommates, I went to George Washington up in D.C., my roommates who were all from the Northeast would ask me to hit play over and over again when my mom and dad called because they were so blown away with how unique their Southern accents were. As guys who had grown up in the Northeast and also in California, they had never really heard a real Southern accent, so they were blown away by my parents. They would literally ask me to hit on the old voice message machines. You know, you could hit play. They'd want to hear my mom or my dad leaving a message for me. So Brian Kelly just got a $100 million contract to leave South Bend, Indiana, where he had been the coach at Notre Dame, and go and take over at LSU. LSU obviously is in Baton Rouge, about an hour outside-ish of New Orleans. You haven't ever been to Louisiana, haven't been to New Orleans. Fabulous state filled with fabulous people. I love it. I love all the South, right? I'm born and raised in the South. I've been on the bus tour all over the South. I know we got people listening all over the country, but the people that I have the most in common with are oftentimes people that I will meet on that bus tour who are big college football fans and also, like me, just think the country has gone absolutely insane. We had Allie, our producer, and Buck down. They had a great time at the Ole Miss-Alabama game. So Brian Kelly takes this $100 million job. He's from the Northeast, I believe, born and raised in Massachusetts. He's been coaching in the Midwest at Notre Dame. Has never had an accent at all, to my knowledge. He addressed the LSU basketball crowd last night. Gets this $100 million deal. Moves down to Louisiana, has literally been on the ground in Louisiana for a couple of hours, and he now has developed this awkward, deep, incredibly fake Southern accent. I want to see, especially the Southerners, I think you guys are going to hear it and be like, oh my God. But I think even people who are from different parts of the country, especially if you've ever heard Brian Kelly speak before, this is pretty funny. He sounds like there's a pantheon of bad Southern accents. If you're from the South, you will recognize actors or actresses attempting to be from the South. And I would say Nicolas Cage in Con Air, for those of you who have seen that esteemed film, that is maybe the apex of the bad Southern accent. But also, if you watched House of Cards before Kevin Spacey got kicked off, spoiler alert, for allegedly sexually assaulting kids, he had one of the worst accents of all time as a Southerner. This now, Brian Kelly, this is real, last night addressing the LSU fan base. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
So look, $100 million, a lot of you out there may be like, hey, I'll put on whatever accent you want if you pay me $100 million. But this is just so transparently bad. Can we just grab that one word, family? That is the worst Southern accent that I have ever heard. He's 60 years old. You know, it's not as if he's been in the South for 20 years. Like, every now and then, my wife, who is from Michigan, will drop a y'all in, and she grew up with a Michigan accent, but she's been down here for over 20 years, and so you will pick up the mannerisms, the flavor, the speech patterns of different places that you might have gone. But it's impossible to be more inauthentically Southern than Brian Kelly just trying to do that in that conversation there. And it reminded me of what we see from so many politicians. Do you remember Hillary Clinton's awful Southern accent? What about Kamala Harris and the way that she talks when she speaks to different groups? It is just so transparently fake. The way you sound should be the same no matter who you're talking to. As soon as you start trying to pretend to be like the people that you are around, they can see through you. And so right now, Brian Kelly is getting absolutely roasted in a funny way by Southerners all over the country because he did what so many fake politicians do, try to pretend to be something that you are not in an effort to try and make yourself more likable. And ultimately, people don't care what Brian Kelly sounds like. If he wins football games at LSU at a high rate, they're going to love him. If he loses, they're going to hate him. Nick Saban's not from the South. He's from West Virginia, but he doesn't really have a strong Southern accent. He got down to Alabama. If he wins, it doesn't matter what you sound like. And the same lesson should be true for politicians. We don't want you to deign to us, to talk down to us, to try to pretend that you are something you are not. We just want you to do the damn job well. And when you are fake talking to us, when you are trying to adopt our mannerisms or our speech patterns that don't reflect who you actually are, it doesn't make us like you more. It makes us trust you less. And so, as funny and ridiculous as that awful Con Air-like accent was for Brian Kelly, I thought it was instructive as we get ready for the 2022 campaign and everybody prepares to go on the road. Don't try to be something that you're not. What is so rare today is authenticity. Own yourself and people will respect it. That's why Trump kicked ass so bad. When we come back, we'll talk with Monica Crowley about the unemployment numbers. This is Clay and Buck.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.